Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Joe Firestone, and you're listening to Everyday Decisions. This is a show where I talk to guests, all kinds of guests, about what they do all day long and how they get through it. The intro has changed since the quarantine. Well, we're not beating around the bush. We're really getting to it. Just doing your best. Anyways, I'm recording from home. I'm in the quietest room of my house, but the dog has followed me, and he's brought with him the loudest bone. So fun. Anyway, he's chewing away. I hope you're staying safe. If you are thinking, how can I help, definitely stay inside. And if you have money to donate, definitely look out for the businesses that you supported before the quarantine. And either you can buy gift certificates to your favorite restaurants. Usually a lot of restaurants and venues will have staff GoFundMes that you can donate to support their staff. And so, keep staying safe and healthy, and I think that's all we can do. Okay, I talked to my grandparents today. This is an episode called, I don't know what it's called, but it's, I talked to my grandparents, Billy and Dorothy Firestone. They're 92 and 93, respectively. You guess who's who, and, I ask them how they get through the day, and I think I knew most of the answers, but you probably might not. Okay, so enjoy my grandparents. They don't have comedy credits because they're grandparents. Okay, all right, enjoy. I think you'll like it. Hi, how you doing?
We're fine. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing okay. So what? What day is this?
What do you mean, okay?
So first of all, let me just preface this by saying that I'm calling you, we're both quarantined, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm your granddaughter, I live in New York, you're my, what would you call yourself?
I'm your grandma.
Yeah, you're my grandma, and you live in St. Louis.
St. Louis, yes.
Right. Okay, yes. So, okay, and you have been quarantined for how many days?
Well, we've been to the grocery store a couple of times, and we're going to go to the drugstore. They have a drive-in window, and we'll pick up, and they also will put up stuff with our prescriptions, like I have to take a pill before I eat ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and we have a freezer full of ice cream, so now we'll have plenty of pills.
Does Grandpa have to take the pills too?
No, he just has the ice cream.
Okay.
So he was kind of upset because I bought vanilla. I bought Grater's vanilla there from Cincinnati, and it's the best ice cream.
Uh-huh.
But so I said, he didn't like vanilla. I said, I'll make chocolate sauce. So I made wonderful chocolate sauce that when you turn the jar over, it doesn't run out.
Oh, thick.
Yeah, thick.
Okay.
So, anyway, but I've been thinking about your question. What's the most interesting thing?
What do you mean? What question?
I thought you said you were going to ask us what was the most interesting thing we did.
Oh, you could.
In the last 24 hours.
Oh, no, we just talk about the whole 24 hours. But if anything interesting happens, that's great.
Well, all right. You ask me. You're the interviewer.
Okay. All right. So what? How'd you start yesterday morning? What time did you wake up?
Well, the usual, around 6 or 7, sometimes 8 o'clock, and yeah. Okay. And then you want to know what I did next?
Yeah.
I went to the refrigerator and took out a package of meat that had been defrosting in the refrigerator, and it is beef short ribs, which I had bought at Whole Foods about 3 months ago because they look so good, and I've never made them.
You can just keep meat in the freezer unlimited?
Well, it won't get bad, but it will lose flavor. But 3 months is nothing.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, go on.
So you're warming up the meat slowly,
no,
but sure.
No, I'm defrosting it.
Defrosting it. Yeah. Okay.
And
so
then I'm going to prepare short ribs. And I went to a very reliable cookbook and followed the recipe.
And at this point, is Grandpa sleeping or is he helping you?
Oh, no, Grandpa. No. He is not sleeping. B, he ain't helping.
Okay.
He does other things. He gives me the money to buy the meat.
Nice. Okay.
So anyway, that was an interesting thing because it was making something I've never made. And then I asked Jessica what she likes to read, and she said mysteries. So I went in my library, and I found three mysteries. I don't read mysteries. So I pulled them out for her, and then I pulled out a book by Marilyn Robinson I plan to read called Lila. And I think I've read it because it's underlined, but if I don't remember it. And
wait,
then
so Jessica, just for the record, Jessica is your another granddaughter.
Yes, she is. She's your first cousin.
Yeah, and she's coming. Is she coming over to get the mystery?
No,
or what's
no. We dropped the books off.
Okay.
At her front door, and then her father pulled out a book that Emily had lent me, and I hadn't had time to read it. Called Where the Crawdads Sing. So I'm going to read that. So
and
anyway.
Emily's another granddaughter.
Oh, yes, Emily is another granddaughter. She's uh-huh. Jessica's sister.
Uh-huh.
And she just got married.
She just got married. And so
yes.
So then, okay, so you pick out the book. What time is it now? You're defrosting the meat.
I'm probably already cooking the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's an interesting question because when you don't have to go anywhere, you just do things whenever you want to, you lose track of time until it's time for Lester Holt. And we're both alert to Lester Holt on NBC at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so, 6 p.m.?
I beg your pardon?
So you wait the whole day for Lester Holt?
Well, we're busy doing something, watching your president on TV.
My president?
Screw up the world.
Okay, so before you accuse me anymore of being a Republican.
Oh, no.
Okay, so then what's Grandpa doing during this time?
Well, I think I ought to let you talk to him.
Oh, okay, wait, but
I think that would be only fair.
Hold on. Before you bring me over to him, according to your day, so far we've woken up, we've gotten a book down from the shelf, we've defrosted the meat, and then we zoomed forward to Lester Holt at 6 p.m.
Meanwhile, we've cooked the short ribs.
Oh, we've cooked it.
You don't eat the short ribs the day you cook them because it's very fat meat, which is what gives us its charm. But meanwhile, when you refrigerate the sauces, the liquids next to the meat, then all the fat rises to the top. So this morning, that went into the trash, and we'll have it tonight.
Wait,
but we'll have the short ribs tonight.
Okay.
Because most of the fat will have gone down the trash.
Okay. We're throwing the fat in the trash. We're keeping the meat.
That's right.
Got it.
And so then it was a very full day.
Are you guys like talking to each other all day long? Or
all day long. All day long. And sometime at 5 in the morning when I'm up and he says, "What time is it?" And I tell him.
Okay.
It's okay, Joe. And I want to tell you, we think about marriages or families where they don't get along.
Uh-huh.
This could break them.
Yeah, this is a truly make or break situation.
It's not good for people who don't like each other.
But you guys like each other.
Yeah, so far so good.
Okay. Have you guys been like playing cards or you watch TV together?
Well, that's an option of game of gin rummy.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't had to resort to that option. Well, we both take a little nap in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then Billy watches Dr. Phil, and then he watches Judge Judy. And by that time, it's time for more news, more MSNBC or CNN.
Uh-huh.
So.
So you guys are staying pretty informed.
And at home.
Yes. Staying at home, staying informed. You're not trying to escape the news.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
We just want the real news. No fake news.
No fake news. Right. No. I've heard that before.
Yeah, it has a familiar ring.
Uh-huh. And so you're not bored.
No. Absolutely not. Nobody has any. I don't know how Billy would answer that, but I don't think people need ever to be bored.
Uh-huh. You have a famous quote where you say, if you're bored, you're boring, right?
Yeah, bored people are boring. Also, take what you want, but eat what you take.
Okay. Hey, that's another one that a lot of people are hoarding, so that's probably a good one to keep in mind.
That's right. I know. Oh, honey, we miss you so, and we can't wait. All's well. We're all going to be in Florida in July.
That sounds great. Well, I hope so. Hold on. Now, what's Grandpa doing right now?
Well, I'm going to go find out. I'm walking to Grandpa. Billy? Oh, I know what he's doing. He's steaming.
Steaming?
Now, I'm sure you wonder what steaming is.
Yeah.
And I'll let him tell you. Hold on, please.
Okay.
It's Joe. No, it's just you alone, honey bun.
Hello?
Well, it's a hello to you, too.
Oh.
How are you?
Okay. Wow, Grandpa coming in hot. So what are you doing? What's steaming?
Steaming is two things. One, steaming is when I get mad at your grandmother. I'm steaming. The other steaming is when your grandmother does the washing and there's some stuff that's wrinkled.
Uh-huh.
I steam the wrinkles.
You steam the wrinkles.
Yeah,
That's what you're doing right now.
That's right. Well, I just finished getting angry with your mother, grandma.
Okay.
Anyway, what's going on?
Well,
okay, fire away.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. So you're still, are you still kind of like waxing your mustache looking presentable even though you're not leaving the house?
Sure, but you want to know the truth about it, I've checked on Sally's, you know, that's their beauty shop supply people.
Uh-huh.
They're out of mustache wax.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So I usually have a backup tube, and I don't have it, but that's all right. I got other things to figure out how to do. But, yes, I do it every morning. And sometimes I don't have to worry about doing it when we go out. No.
So
we don't go out.
No, you don't go out. So
that's right.
Now, Grandma was telling me how she spent a lot of yesterday preparing some meat that you'll eat tomorrow.
Whatever, when she serves it, sure.
Yeah. So what have you been doing this whole time? Because you wake up at, what time did you wake up yesterday?
Joanna?
What?
I gave up the main thing that I used to do was worry and sign checks.
Uh-huh.
Now I don't sign checks anymore because I got nothing to worry about.
Oh, so you're not worried?
No.
Really?
I'm worried about our kids.
Uh-huh.
I worry about our society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm worried about conditions, but personally, nah, I don't worry.
No. Okay, so you get up at what time?
I'm too old to worry.
You're too old to worry. Okay. And how old are you, for the record?
93.
Okay. So you wake up at...
That's a hell of a record.
Yeah, that's on the record. Okay, so you wake up at what time?
I want to be... See, first time, second time, what?
Yeah. the final time you wake up, what time is that?
I guess hopefully around 6:30,
uh-huh.
7 o'clock, yeah,
okay.
Sometimes.
Okay.
And then it depends on who. Dorothy gets up some, usually before me.
She gets up earlier.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. And then
she jumps out of bed before I do.
So then you jump out of bed. What's your morning routine?
Well, I get ready for the day by getting dressed.
Mm-hmm.
I shave, and and do my ablutions.
Your what?
Ablutions, that is the cleanliness in the bathroom. It's a word. It's a real word.
Never heard it before, but I
never heard of it?
No.
Ablutions?
Uh-uh.
Dorothy!
Okay.
You don't know what ablutions are. Tell her. She can't come to the phone now. She's doing something else.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, that's a good word, though.
So you do your ablutions, and then are we drinking
Dorothy?
Coffee? Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Quick, come here. Okay. All right. I'm gonna put you on speaker for a minute.
Okay, all right.
Joanna?
Yeah.
Are you on?
Yeah, I'm still on.
I said to her, she says, what do? The first thing you do? I said, I usually shave and do my ablutions in the bathroom. She's laughing. She had never heard that word before.
Ablutions?
Yeah.
Her parents should have told her.
Your parents should have told you.
All right, okay. Enough of this punking me, okay? Get back on the phone. We're not done with you, Grandpa.
Okay.
Okay, so you've done your ablutions. Then what's for breakfast?
Well, I get two jars. I go into the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and there are jars of cold cereal. One I like, one I tolerate. And I usually take some from the tolerate because the one I like, Grandma likes that. So I make that, and then I put on the berries and grapes on top of the cereal.
Uh-huh. Wait, why do you eat the one that you don't like?
I eat the one the one that supposed to I like, I don't eat. Because Grandma drinks it. She likes that better. Got nuts in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that. And then I read the paper.
Uh-huh.
And then this morning, we wanted to find out if your president spoke anymore. Because
you guys keep saying he's my president.
Well, whose president do you think he is?
Don't keep saying it's mine. I don't want him.
Well, all right, I'll wait till December the 8th. I'll give them to you then.
Okay, for my birthday. Okay, thank you. Okay, so then you turned on the TV to see if he said anything.
And thank God he didn't yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's such a schmagegi when he tweets, he does. Somebody said if he would ever not say anything, it would be better. But the news is horrible, especially in your city and state.
Yeah.
But guy who's really coming off strong is the governor.
You're liking what Cuomo's been saying.
Well, I think he's certainly makes some sensible approaches to things. He says we have to work this out. We have to buy more of this. Whatever he does, he seems like he's doing it with some sensibility. Not like whatever the hell his name is.
Whatever the hell his name is. So you're staying informed too. You're watching TV. You're reading the newspaper. You're kind of surrounding yourself with information. And does this make you feel?
I watch the stocks.
You watch the stocks. Well, that's not going to be good news anywhere. So.
Oh yeah, it's pretty good today.
It's really
bad for 3 weeks, 2 weeks in a row. That in the last couple of days, it's really been giving you a good uptick.
So you're paying attention to the news. And you're not getting, you're obviously, taking it in. Are you getting worried? Because I get worried when I watch the news. I get really worked up.
Joanna, told you I'm too old to get worried.
Okay.
What am I going to worry about?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not worried that my wife's going to get pregnant. Those kind of things don't bother me anymore.
Uh-huh. So you've outed
I like to yeah. I like mm-hmm. go ahead. I like to talk to the kids and you.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I enjoy it. Some of them have some interesting thoughts. Some of them have no thoughts.
No, you're not allowed to say that. That's not nice. So then, Grandpa, you've read the newspaper, you've watched TV, you've eaten your cereal that is still unclear to me whether you like it or not. And then, what's for lunch?
today? Well, we have some leftovers. Mm-hmm. So we left. Now, you want to know what the leftovers were?
Yeah, yeah.
The leftovers were when, during the wedding time, your parents were going to host or supply the beds and bedding and place to sleep for their grandchildren, your niece and nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they bought hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't eat those hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So they generously gave them to Dorothy and me.
So you guys get
so that. I have a hot dog for lunch on a brioche bun.
Mm, that sounds good.
Yeah. So I write a note every now and till Sammy, but for thanking him for liking hot dogs that they don't eat. I don't know. No, and then I have lunch. But then I don't know, Joanna. All I can tell you, honestly, is the day passes. I talk to Dorothy. I watch the news. I do things that are minimal. Now, for instance, we have to go to the drugstore today.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take a ride. Sometimes we take, go get a ride, do something. We stay inside the car. We don't go in the places.
Yeah.
So we stay in the car. And it passes, the time passes, and we talk on the telephone to people we know,
mm-hmm.
but not all. They're in the same boat as we are, most people.
Yeah.
And I think for instance, one of the questions I ask in the morning are, what are we, are there any stores that have to be seen by us today?
Uh-huh.
It could be Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Dierbergs, which mm-hmm. is a grocery. Sam's, but we don't go to Sam's, but Sam's, and a drugstore.
Okay, so then,
and I look at the,
you look at the stocks.
Yeah.
And then, today it's in the afternoon when I'm talking to you, but then, I hear that you've got some television to watch pretty soon.
Well, I watch Judge Judy, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's at 4 o'clock where I take a nap. See, most people watch Judge Judy. I sleep with Judge Judy. I've been doing it for years. let's see, what else do I do? Judge Judy St. Louis is from 4 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And from 5 to 5:30, we watch sometimes the local news, which is really a pain. Or sometimes we go to CNN or MSNBC. And then at 5:30, we both like to listen to, and he makes a nice program, Lester Holt.
I've heard great things.
Yeah, he's a nice, at the end he winds up with something very nice, like with children that make you feel good.
Oh, he ends the program with children?
No, about children or about anything that's nice.
Oh.
A nice 5-minute ending of his program so that people have an uptick rather than down, down, down.
Yeah.
We like that. And then we see if there's a movie. Sometimes we watch it. If not, we just don't. We just watch the news or talk. And by the time it's 9:30 or 9:15, it's bedtime.
And then you got to go back to your dracutions, right?
My what?
What are they called again?
Ablutions.
Ablutions.
ABL. Ablutions.
Ablutions.
Look it up in the dictionary.
Yeah, I will. I got time. So,
I was going to say we do that. That's ablutions. It's a cleaning up. That's in the morning.
Oh. So what is it? The ablutions?
Not ablutions, A-B.
No, but when you're taking it off.
Taking what off?
I
don't put no ablutions on. I have nothing I'm put on. It's more like cleaning up. You look it up and you'll know.
Okay, so then let me ask you this, because this is what we usually do.
Is Mike there?
No, he's not on this podcast.
I don't think he is. I don't care for that. But he might know the word.
Okay, I'll ask him later.
Okay, all right.
So my question for you, because I think, well, obviously this is a really hard time for people. You know, people are getting, you know, this is a very scary time. So what's one thing that you do in your day that you would recommend to others?
No, I don't know nothing. I don't know what I do nothing to recommend. What can I recommend? Eat, sleep. You know, no. I just can't. You got to keep a light approach to things. You can't let things bog you down, or you try not to let them get into your head where it's knocking you apart and making you unhappy. So I think I'd like very much to say I try to figure out how I can keep the glass half full rather than half empty.
I think that's really great. That's a great piece of advice.
Buy low, sell high is even better.
Okay. So wait, get Grandma back on the phone because she's got to answer that question too.
Pick up the phone. There she is.
Okay, yes, Joe. You.
So, Grandma, we usually end this program by asking people what's one thing that they do in their day that they recommend other people do.
I wipe down the countertops and the tabletop and the stovetop with a mixture of Clorox and water.
Okay. So you'd recommend that to others?
Oh, yeah, we have a good time doing that, don't you?
To everybody. My kitchen's never been so clean.
Okay,
honey.
That's very helpful. Well, thanks for talking with me, and I hope you guys have a good day.
Everybody stay well.
Enjoy Lester.
Have fun. Yeah, Lester Holt.
Okay, doll. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.